Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. We look now to the readings for the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. That's this Sunday. And I want to say, as we begin this program to you, I want to say to you, do you really make Sunday different? Is Sunday the day that you really look forward to? And I understand different working situations can make this different. But for most of us, has Sunday just become a Sunday of recreation? And recreation is important. Time with family is very important. So I'm not putting any of those things aside. But are you really giving God time that belongs to Him in addition to going to Mass? Yes, in addition. Can you take 5 minutes here or 5 minutes there and just thank God for the blessings of the past week? Thank Him for the gifts and the graces that He's poured out on you. Give Him worship and honor. Even if that personal act of worship is just 15 minutes, but somehow make Sunday clearly different. Our society used to do that. Stores used to be closed. There was not a store open when I was a child on Sundays. People went to church. People spent that day with one another, with recreation, with rest. And I know, again, I understand that some schedules, some work schedules, you can't avoid it. And some works that we do Saturdays and Sundays are not days off for doctors and nurses and anyone who's caring for other people. So I understand all that. But I want to say to you, make sure that every Sunday you give God some time, even if that's 15 minutes, in addition to your regular prayer time. Every day, set aside time to pray. But on a Sunday, sing a song that you know that's beautiful for the Lord. Or read some passages from Scripture out loud and thank God for His continued guidance. Thank God for His wisdom. Thank Him for His generosity. Thank Him for His forgiveness of us. It's so important, brothers and sisters, to cultivate that kind of habit, that kind of pattern. So let's take a look now at the readings for this Sunday. As I said before, the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. The first reading today is taken from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verses 1 to 2, and then 6 to 8. Moses said to the people, "Now, Israel, hear the statutes and decrees which I am teaching you to observe, that you may live." The commandments are not given to us so that we do everything we're supposed to do and check off every jot and tittle of the law. No, that's not the purpose of it. The purpose is to bring us, honestly, into intimacy with Christ. Because when we get lined up with His priorities, we get lined up with the ideals that He wishes to impart to us, when we begin to see that God desires a relationship with us, with you, He desires a relationship with you. You're not nameless to God. You're not obscure to God. He knows every detail of you and loves you. So when we hear the statutes and decrees, which I am teaching you to observe, that you may live and may enter in and take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you. So pay attention. In your observance of the commandments of the Lord your God, which I enjoin upon you, you shall not add to what I command you, nor subtract from it. What God gives us is whole, it's perfect. You don't have to do more, but you do need to do what He asks. Read through the commandments again. But the other point is that we don't want to be in a position of just saying, okay, I said a few prayers, I've given God a little more time today, that's enough. No. Just come before Him and say, Lord, teach me, lead me, guide me today. Draw me near to you. And I take a few more minutes today to thank you that you show us the path. You mark out the path for us. You lead us. And he leads us through the commandments. He leads us through the scriptures. He leads us through the grace that comes from the sacraments. Please take advantage. Please. In your observance of the commandments of the Lord your God, which I enjoin upon you, you shall not add to what I command you, nor subtract from it. Observe them carefully, for thus will you give evidence of your wisdom and intelligence to the nations, who will hear of all these statutes and say, "This great nation is truly a wise and intelligent people. For what great nation is there that has God so close to it as the Lord our God is to us whenever we call upon him? Or what great nation has statutes and decrees that are as just as this whole law which I am setting before you today?" God's word is true. God's word is life-giving. God's word is healing. Why do we turn to all other kinds of things that often don't feed our souls? They tarnish them. Sometimes they bring death. Look at the Lord's words. Look at his commandments. Cherish them. You know, when I read the commandments in Scripture, I often, not always, but I often just kiss the Bible. Thank you, Lord, for giving us a path. Thank you for showing us the way to go. Because it's so easy to get diverted, isn't it? We all get diverted. Sometimes it takes a while to get back onto the path. But if we really follow what God has given us, we're going to fall off the path less. And we're going to gain wisdom. We're going to walk more firmly in the truth. And therefore, in a very real way, we become life-giving to others. Because we're on the right track, because we're following the Lord, the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. Not that he has a way to show us. Not that he has some truth to impart to us. But he is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. Draw near to him. Draw near to him. What great nation is there that has God so close to it as the Lord our God is to us whenever we call upon him? What great nation has statutes and decrees that are as just as this whole law which I am setting before you today? Psalm 15, the one who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord. Whoever walks blamelessly, that doesn't mean that you never sin. But it means that the moment you do sin, you avoid sin as much as you possibly can. But when in your weakness you fail, you repent for it. And when you repent before God, it's wiped away. It's wiped away when God forgives, as I so often say, when God forgives, God forgets. So the one who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord, who harms not his fellow man, doesn't take up a reproach against his neighbor, who lends not his money at usury, trying to get all kinds of things in return. He accepts no bribe. Whoever does these things shall never be disturbed. In other words, when you're solidly in the pathway of the Lord will protect you. In the second reading of James, "Dearest brothers and sisters, all good giving and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no alteration or shadow caused by change. He willed to give us birth by the word of truth, that we may be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Humbly welcome the word that has been planted in you and is able to save your soul. Be doers of the word, not hearers only, deluding yourself. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God and the Father is this: care for orphans, care for widows in their affliction, and keep oneself unstained by the world." Don't let the world be what you decide. Don't let it determine what you do and what you don't do. Let the Lord and his word guide and direct your life. And the gospel is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 7, verses 1 to 8, 14 to 15, and 21 to 23. When the Pharisees, with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem, gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and the scribes questioned him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" And look what Jesus says, "Well did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites." You see, it's not about the external rules themselves, the commandments. It's why you do it. Do you just obey the letter of the law? And when you're just obeying the letter of the law, the human condition being what it is, just like it happened with the Pharisees, you keep adding on more things that you need to be doing in order to be a true, in our case, a true Christian. We can get caught up in all the little things. What's most important, what's first important, is where our hearts are. And then obey the commandments, obey the scriptures. You don't have to add anything else into it. Obey the commandments. Obey the scriptures. It's what the church teaches. If you feel that you should add a particular little sacrifice for a period of time, that may be fine. But don't expect other people to do it. You want to follow Jesus. And if the Satan can't get us in one way by causing us to sin, he'll get us in another way by making us so righteous that we become hypocrites, telling everybody else that they're wrong and we're right. That's what happened to the Pharisees. Don't let those things happen to you. And you can stop it. "This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrine human precepts." They've made the rules of man, they've put God's name on them, and that's not what God has given us, his word. Obey his word. Obey the teaching of the church that's in conformity with that word. Don't make up your own. You disregard God's commandment but cling to human tradition. He summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come from within are what defile." And these are what they are. From within, people from their hearts, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile. That's when pride gets on top of us and we think, "Oh, well, I'll do this and I'll do this and I'll please God this way." And we're avoiding obeying the commandments of the church. We're avoiding obeying what the scriptures teach us. Get your focus where God's is, the scriptures, the teaching of the church, and follow him. May God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I want to offer you a new free booklet entitled Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. That booklet is available to you simply by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net.